Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, one thing we've learned is that there isn't a single celebrity who is loved by everyone, except for maybe Dolly Parton.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's some neckbeard that's like, I hate her. So even then.
Not a neckbeard. Well, one celebrity who is pretty polarizing is Chris Pratt. Mm-hmm. Of course, there are people who like his movies, but when it comes to his work off screen, he's got plenty of haters, and I am one of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, for good reason.
Yeah.
He makes a lot of poor choices.
He's an idiot.
And you know what? Those haters, they're coming for Chris and his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, for a groundbreaking decision, literally, that they've made, mm-hmm. which is pissing off a lot of people in a ritzy LA neighborhood.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm glad everyone's on the train to cancel these two. From Wondery, with eyes that won't stop watering because of my fucking allergies, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, April 23rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
So, Richie's Chris Pratt probably won't be named Neighbor of the Year in Brentwood, California. So him and his wife, Katherine Schwarzenegger, recently paid $12.5 million for a Brentwood property known as the Zimmerman House, which is a one-story mid-century modern home. And then shortly after Chris and Katherine closed that deal, word got out that they were planning on tearing it down. So the nonprofit organization LA Conservancy scrambled to share the news on their Instagram in an effort to rally people and stop the demolition.
So the LA Conservancy called the house, which is right across the street from Katherine's mom, Maria Shriver,
yeah.
And that's actually why they bought it.
Yeah.
But the Conservancy called the house a noteworthy example of modernist design from the era. Mm-hmm. And the city's Survey LA program also identified the house as potentially historic. Although potentially historic is not the same as actually historic. So the house did not have any legal protections in place against knocking it down. Mm-hmm. That's one of those things where it's like anything could potentially be historic.
Yeah.
Like this shirt is potentially historic. I got it at Goodwill. Like who knows where it went in the past.
Who had that before?
Exactly.
Maybe Chris Pratt.
Maybe. Or Madonna.
They love to give shit away.
Oh.
Animals, shirts.
Yep. Animals, most importantly of the
animals.
Two.
Yeah.
But the Conservancy did call for the house to be designated as a historical and cultural monument, but that did not happen. And Chris and Katherine have demolished the house.
I love that no one cares that my eye is literally falling off my face. No one's like, hey, let's maybe just not do video today. You guys can all go to fucking hell with Chris Pratt. So according to reports, the Zimmerman house was in good shape. So there weren't any structural issues that would cause a need to demolish it. Mm-hmm. It was just a choice. And it looks like Chris and Catherine have a very specific vision for their new home, and they are planning to build a more modern house in its place because Chris Pratt loves to get rid of things when they're old and then replace them with younger things, like animals. Yep. I'm going to find a way to mention this. Did you know he gave away a senior cat on Twitter? Did you know about this?
I thought he had just left it run around and was like, it's gone.
No, that was a dog. They gave up a dog to some random person, and then that dog was found on the street.
Yeah.
But he tried to give away their old cat on Twitter because it was shitting everywhere, and they wanted to start a family. Anyway.
I already don't like him, so this just add it to my dossier of reasons I'm not a Pratt fan.
Exactly. It's the number one reason for me. But so apparently while this new house is being built, they're going to be living in their home in the Pacific Palisades next to our pal Adam Sandler. They're probably going to go down to his In-N-Out truck.
Good luck. There's not going to be any food left since everyone brings their siblings to eat it for free.
So that house in the Palisades they bought in 2018 for a little over $15 million. And it's undergone a lot of changes since that purchase. The renovations were so extensive that they couldn't even move in until January of 2021.
Yeah. And then despite all of the work, they put it back on the market in August of 2023, a couple of years after moving in. Mm-hmm. But thanks to all those renovations, their asking price is double what they paid for at 30 million buckaroos. And as for their new house in Brentwood, it's still in the early stages of construction, so we don't know when it's going to be completed. But we do have a few details of this new monstrosity. According to the permits that have been filed, there will be a 15,000 square foot two-story house with a full basement and a pool. Mm-hmm. And it's being designed by LA architect Ken Unger, who's known for his large, modern farmhouse-style properties.
Are they going to put a farmhouse-style house in Brentwood? I'm sorry. I don't like farmhouse style, so I'm just not a fan.
You're just coming for everyone. Farmers.
Yeah.
Dog abandoners. When does the list end?
I'm also wondering, though, like, are they going to sell this house? Because people will probably be pissed if they, like, build a new house, tear this house down, and then just sell a house. Like,
I don't think they're going to sell it because they want to be close to her mom. That's the only part that I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah, maybe she should move.
But why not just have her buy a house in Pacific Palisades?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure Maria has money.
Yeah. So these two are pushing forward on this new build, and it's not going over well with everybody. A designer on X wrote, "It's sad to see icons of modernism needlessly destroyed by insensitive McMansion seekers." And someone else said, "Maybe I'm different, but I would have a hard time sleeping soundly if I spent $12.5 million on this house only to tear it down." It's fair.
Well, you don't have $12.5 million to spend on a house, so of course you're going to feel differently to whoever this person is.
That's why I'm losing
sleep. I'm assuming.
Because I don't have it.
I know. But not everyone is upset about the teardown. I'm scared to say this, but I, for the first time in my life, might be... I'm not team
Save it Pratt, for the end.
But I'm not team Pratt in this situation. But, and I'm not the only one, because under a thread on X, one person wrote, "It's mid-century..." This is such a ridiculous thing to say. They wrote, "It's mid-century trash. No shortage of it, and you can commission new ones all day long if you want." True. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Someone else said, "Why is it anyone's business what someone does with their property?" Also true. Agree. Mm-hmm. Even the daughter of the OG house's designer doesn't seem to care about this overhaul. Erin Elwood is her name, and she told TMZ that there's no reason for people to be upset about the demolition. Now, while she says she would have preferred for the house to stay standing, she also said that she doesn't consider it to be the best example of her dad's great work.
Mm, okay.
She's like, this is a shack we all complain about at home. Like, Dad, well, this sucked. Phoned it in.
Yeah. Even my dad was like, I could do better. All right. Well, that's the end of the episode because Arisha already gave her thoughts. So I have no question for you.
No, I have more thoughts.
Okay.
I have a lot. Well, because my thing is just like... And I am the first one to get on a Chris Pratt hate train.
Yeah.
I don't like him, but I don't see. And I think part of my thing is like, okay, why wasn't anybody up in arms about the trees that were there that we killed to make space for the original house? If we're going to go down this route, it's like, this is land that wasn't
literally.
Like, I'm just like, everyone that's upset about this, there's people dying. And I am all for preserving things to an extent.
Yeah.
But I'm also just, I don't know, maybe I'm entering my, I call it my ethical nihilist era, where I'm just like, who cares? Like,
yeah,
This is someone, it's rich people spending a lot of money. That house was already insanely expensive and they're spending even more money. Shocker, shocker, shocker.
Yeah.
Like, there's more things to get upset about. And this, I just,
yeah,
I don't care.
Well, listen, I hate this animal abandoner as much as the next guy, but I agree with you.
Okay, how would you feel? Okay, okay, yeah.
Yeah, because like, if you're going to buy a house and you're going to buy the property, you can do whatever you want with
yeah,
it. Like,
yeah,
it doesn't matter. That's yours. So,
yeah.
And if it were historical, it would have stayed, but it's not.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's, I mean, I don't know. I know people have an issue with McMansions. As I like.
When did we all start calling them McMansions?
In like the mid 90s.
And why though? But why?
We were like McDonald's and houses. McMansions.
That ranks up there with Nepo Baby for words I hate.
Oh, I love Nepo Baby.
I hate the word. I hate Nepo McMansion. Baby. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense. But yeah.
I feel like it's just because they were everywhere. But I mean, I don't even consider this a McMansion. Like, I consider McMansions like in the suburbs, a house that's, you know, more expensive than the other houses, but in LA terms, that means nothing.
Yeah, everything's a McMansion around here.
Yeah, which I was actually surprised at these prices. I was like, only $12
million? Oh, no.
This is cheap as hell.
You've gone to the dark side. Well, he sold off all his animals
well,
to afford
it. Well, for Chris Pratt, he has so much money. I'm just surprised his house isn't more expensive, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's slumming it, and that's why. They had to tear it down to slum it up across from his mother-in-law.
Yeah, I bet he loves that, too. He's like, oh, yeah, we were going to move across from your mom. Great. I can't wait. That's going to be so fun.
I did peek at the permits, and it said absolutely no space for animals. And if there is space for animals, we'll kill them. So,
was that part of the permit written in crayon? Like, got to put this in?
Yeah, signed Chris Pratt. The guy that was so lovable as Andy Dwyer, and now he sucks.
Yeah. God, screw this guy.
That's how he signed it.
Screw him, truly. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams.
We're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
I have missed these Friday night dinners.
Hey, welcome to Harvey Graw!
At these family dinners,
gracious, everyone!
Dysfunction is served.
Wah! I can't have you all messing things up for my entire adult life.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do we embarrass you?
Jump, jump, jump!
It's already better than I dared to dream.
They're extra.
Let the wild rumpus start!
Woo, 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 woo.
And they're embarrassing.
We know how hard it is to move on from the first girl that you ever slept with.
Not the first girl who I ever slept with.
Yeah, 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 right. You're a regular lady killer.
I thought you said it was going to be boring here tonight.
No! I really hope it would be.
But they couldn't love each other more.
Surprise! To mom and dad being totally normal.
Wow.
So, dinner next Friday, everyone?
Wouldn't miss for the world.
Dinner with the Parents, Season 1. Stream free only on Freevee.